Yeah, I get that. Anyway, so we're talking about dating a mommy's boy today. Definition of mommy's boy. Mm-hmm. How about we start with that?
Defining
who is a mommy's boy? What does that show up like in a relationship?
If you want the very literal translation of mommy's boy, like literal definition of mommy's boy, is somebody who is unusually close to the mom, and the mom also has an unusually closeness to the son. So the key word here is unusual. It is okay for a mother to love the son. It's okay for the son to love the mother. But when the son's every move is controlled by the mother, like the son is basically, Crispy's terms, whims and caprices. He's at the whims and caprices of the mom. The mom says, jump, he will ask how high, you know, sit in which chair, you know. It's just somebody who is being controlled, manipulated, and things by the mom. There's another definition for mommy's boy, somebody who just loves the mom. Yeah. That one today, somebody who just loves the mom and prioritizes the mom for some one reason or the other. One of the reasons could be what Aram said, with the loss of a father, with the loss of him, his mom's husband.
So having stepped into that,
yeah, role. He tends to fill that void of being the person or his mom's personal person, which leads him to be a mommy's boy. And then there's the because she's helped me, because she's been there for me. Between my mom and my dad, she's been there for me more, so she's my mom and she's my personal person. So there's that closeness too. But then that's the problematic one.
Okay, what's a mommy's boy for you?
Just like Esnam said, someone who has a very intimate relationship, if we can use the word intimate relationship, with their mom, where there are no boundaries.
I think the thing for me is, so I have a son, so I get the love and the all of that, but I feel like it becomes a problem when, like, every decision has, like, he has to check in.
Yes.
With his mom.
Independence. Where's the line?
Yeah.
And you know, there are certain things that you come to your mom about, and then there's certain things that you need to make that decision. So for me, where there is no boundary, where even when we're together, you need to check in with, and I have, we're gonna go into that. I have experienced some very, very interesting people.
Oh, tell us about
with
it.
With very interesting relationships with their mom. I have a couple of stories, but let me start with this. So I was kind of sort of talking to this guy, and there was a major.
What's this kind of sort of?
And then bring Gen Z talk.
Were you talking or not?
She's a zillennial. She's a Gen Z and millennial.
She's
a zillennial.
I'm a Gen Z.
It's okay. You kind of talking, kind of.
So we were talking, and there was a major decision that he had to take. It was more like about career path and all of that. And so I was like, okay, what are you gonna do? He's like, okay, I need to do this. So I was talking to his best friend. I was like, oh, me and this person was discussing this. He said, you know, I have to be honest with you. I'm like, well, he said he will have to talk to his mom about it. If his mom says he shouldn't change, forget about what you said, it's not gonna happen.
You see, this is the question. So the input of a mother is, depending on the kind of mother, is very irreplaceable in a certain way.
Absolutely.
The input of a wife, the same. Because these are like the two major women in your life. You came out of one and you are being sustained in one.
And somebody from
figuratively. I know you got that. But at which point does the switch occur? Because if I need to move, I need to make a major decision, I want to talk to my mom about it, but you're not my wife yet.
I can understand that.
No, then there's you. But you have to be your own man first. So when the transition period is when you become your own man, then you choose a wife.
Yes, but you, you can't, get it. You so can't first of all, you counsel. Is it no, bad
of
for,
course,
for
first
you to
of all,
say
you
that?
Have to, first of all, you have to become your own man, become, have your own mind, your own way of processing things. You take advice in your processing of things. You take counsel. So even if you're marrying or you're getting somebody to spend the rest of your life with, the person is not coming to replace your mom. The person will also come as their own human being with their own additions to your life based on the values you cherish. And that is
Can
what
I
you
ask
saw.
You a realistic question?
Yeah.
Most men.
Mm-hmm.
And not all.
Some.
Let's say some, not mm-hmm. even most. Mm-hmm. It's more, okay, some. Mm-hmm. There's some, no?
Mm-hmm.
Do some men get to the point where they make decisions for themselves?
Oh yes. Oh yes. There are like emotionally intelligent people though. There are some men who are very, very emotionally intelligent, very intuitive, very grounded and connected with themselves. They have the awareness. They know how to choose. There are men who have decided to do the work and on themselves.
What percentage?
I may not know the percentage.
And
I
the
don't
percentage
have an
is
idea.
Honestly, to be honest, it's small. Let's be honest. Especially
no, in this part like of our
exactly,
world. Yes.
That's what I
in
mean.
This part
I feel
of our
like
world.
If a man is not listening to his mother, then he's listening to his wife or he's listening to his
but
side
then
chick.
Let's look at it from this perspective.
No, he could listen to himself.
Yeah, how rare is that?
But
though?
You know what? One thing we're also not looking at is sometimes this man or this man finds himself in an impossible situation.
Like what?
Wait. And we also need to understand, like you were saying, his. He came out of one and is being sustained by one.
So the man is in a limbo. He's not in a limbo. He has come out.
Now there's the phrase about leaving and cleaving.
Mm.
If you go into the Bible, you need to leave and cleave to your wife. But then there's that period where you don't have a wife, like you mentioned. But you see, you need to, what Esenam is saying now, you need to come to the place where you are a man of your own, even before you become a husband. You don't become a husband by just putting on the ring. So there's a place where you need to cut that umbilical cord. And that's what most people don't have.
The cutting of the umbilical
cutting.
Cord.
You need to let your mom know this is where you stop and end. So it's a personal decision. If you don't have that boundary with your mother, then it will be a problem in
and
your
nobody
marriage.
I don't think anybody is even going to say that don't take advice from your mom or like don't consult your mom on things that are important to you, but
so she doesn't have sense.
But let's say there are like crucial life decisions, you can consult, you know, get her, your mom's thoughts, your mom, and mind you, just because she's a mom doesn't mean she's right all the time.
True.
She's yeah. going to look out for your best interest. Obviously, she's going to do anything she can to protect you from any sort of harm, any sort of danger.
And
that's,
anything that,
that
she
is,
perceives
yeah, as danger.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it may not so be if, a problem, but so because if, she thinks it's
exactly,
a problem.
Exactly. And if you have a mom who is anxious, and in this part of our world, I guarantee you, 80% of our moms are anxious.
What is she anxious about?
Women are generally...
I don't understand.
Like, do you have kids?
About
have you? Do you
your
have kids?
Is a man. Where is that?
When you have kids,
from?
Your protective instincts go through the roof. You any even when you see something
oh,
that's
they
not
have
even
high blood pressure. It,
yes, exactly. But because they worry about a lot of things. They worry.
Do you think that mothers worry about their sons more than their daughters?
Yes.
Why? Because they don't raise their sons well.
Oh, calm down.
No, it's true. Because and then you know you end up we end up suffering because people didn't raise
yes.
their children properly.
So now I'm raising your adult son, and you will still not let me raise him.
Exactly. But we raise our daughters to be strong, independent, you know, mm-hmm. able to do this. And we raise our sons like, oh, if they lift a finger in the house, something will happen to them.
I was
and if they do, and then now he's 35 or 36 and you are worried about him making good decisions. But you're not worried about your daughter making good decisions because you trained her to make good decisions. That's why I get upset about this sometimes.
It is true anymore. What you're saying is valid. You are right. There are people who have spoiled their children, and so they cannot rest if they are not involved, because they know that if I leave you,
don't have sense.
If I leave you, there's no brakes on this car. This car can go and go and go and go and go, and we don't know where it will end. You get, but there are those who have also taken their time to train their male children. There are some men who have minds of their own. There are some men who even if you didn't have it, life will whip it into you.
Mm.
And if you are intuitive enough, and if you like, you have a goal, you have a certain plan, you could do it. You could get to the point where you take ownership of yourself and your maturity, and then you make the decisions accordingly. But then there are the mothers who force their will on their kids. So there are some kids who don't even want to be mommy's boys, but the mother would be overbearing, yes, emotionally manipulative. If you don't come, I will cry. If you don't come, I'll kill myself. Like there are some women who actually do those things to emotionally manipulate their kids to leave wherever they are. Because I watched a certain movie, the woman will intentionally fake a certain kind of cough. The son has studied it to know that this is one of her fake coughs, but when she does, it means that she needs attention. There are those type of mothers. They exist, you know. And if you end up dating a son from a mother like that, the son is constantly having to choose between you and their mom.
I was having lunch with my father, and we were talking about a guy. My dad and I were having a conversation because he wanted to know what I was doing.
Don't we all?
So I was telling him about this.
Don't we all?
This guy, and I said, if I have to marry this guy, he needs to come with a maid if we get married. But I was like, he's too close with his mom. Like, he has to run everything by her. Like, we need to find a way to break that. Even though this is going to be a problem, because... And you know that forces most women to have to now buddy up to your mom. Your mom has to like me. If your mom doesn't like me, what would we do? You understand?
Like, I know.
And so that makes it difficult. But I think for those who are listening to her, whether you're a mom, a son who has this interesting relationship with your mom, I think that what we're trying to say is that there needs to come a point where you start making those decisions on your own, where you start creating boundaries for your mother so that it doesn't affect the relationship in the long run.
Mm.
Because if you find yourself, even you will be stressed having to balance this my mom and my wife situation, where does it end? Then you become stressed.
And because I can guarantee you, a woman who is manipulating her son is in competition with the wife.
And how can I compete with your mom? Like,
I can, but don't want to.
I mean, you will lose.
Exactly.
Not always.
You will lose. Not but most always. Of the time. The struggle is not even worth it. That's my point.
Well, sometimes it is.
Why?
Because you are rescuing him from the boundary. Like,
under what circumstances is it worth it?
You have a son. Somebody's coming to wrestle with
my
you.
Son will need rescue.
Wrestle with flesh and
exactly.
blood.
Exactly. So I feel like you need to. That will come from you.
So would you give up a good relationship because of mommy issues?
Yes. I can't fight your mom. If you and you see, it's not something I can do. You need to stand. So that's your character. If you can't stand and make that decision and be like, mom, this is the no-go area for you, and tell your mom that, who am I? Because it's like my father coming into our house to tell you what to do. There needs to be boundary. I need to be able to talk to my father and let him know that I know you love me, but I have to do this myself. So you need to be able to speak to your mom. I don't know your mom from a can of paint. If it's not you, what's my business with your mother? So you need to rein your mother in. That's your job, not mine.
Right.
But it mostly starts with them downplaying. Oh, she's just joking. Oh, she's not serious.
Exactly.
Oh, like, and for some men, they don't see the effects their mom is having on their relationship. Mm. They don't see it. They can, and to some of them, their mothers can do no wrong.
Exactly.
How in can their I find eyes, that? Like she can. She's the angel. She's actually the most perfect human being I've ever seen in my life. She gave me life. She raised me. She's been there for me.
Especially she's a single mother.
She's been there for me. She sacrificed. And you know, in Ghana, the way we glorify
suffering. Pain and suffering.
Oh, she was there for me when
she
nobody
carried
was
me on her back and walked 500 miles.
How do you compete with that? So till that man becomes a man who acknowledges that, yes, my mother did great for me, I appreciate her, but no, she doesn't control me as a result. Till you are that person, I don't think I can be in a relationship with that kind of man.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, like how people always say, oh, how someone treats their mom or their sisters and all, like, and this thing we're saying, it can also be like a sibling thing, but we're focusing on the mom thing, right? What we're trying to say is that it's not that we are saying, don't have a relationship or have a good relationship with your mom, but boundary is key, because boundaries, that's not a battle you can realistically win,
right? Yeah.
And the mother will also have support of the rest of the family.
Yeah.
So now you are the bad person. Oh, you know, and there are extreme cases. Oh, since you got married, you don't come and visit, you don't this. Yeah. There's some people who close from work or whatever and go and eat in their mother's house.
Before they come home.
And there are those who blame their son's unavailability on you, like, you are the reason he doesn't come to see me anymore, you are the reason he doesn't buy us stuff like he used to, you have now seized all his money, you have now seized all his time and attention. Wow. Like, it's like, if you are, and for some people too who are big into family and legacy,
it's like
if you're going to marry Tom and Baratheon, you're gonna have Cersei Lannister to deal with.
I know, right?
And there's some mothers who go to the extent, because of that level of manipulation, they want to pick the
woman. Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah, yeah.
They want to pick,
because they want to pick a woman they can manipulate.
They can control. Yes.
My friend's daughter, da, 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 because they've built that rapport, so they want a woman that they can manipulate.
Yeah.
For them, instead of allowing their son to pick the wife, and most people are suffering because they are. Mom picked the wife,
yeah,
and now they don't know what to do with her because it
wasn't
choice.
I remember that I was dating a guy, and every time we would go out to dinner or something, when we get there, his mom would call say, where are you? Then so maybe we're a honeysuckle. She's like, oh, bring me chicken wings when you come back, but you know I sleep by 10, so already like. She has closed the dates. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And I found that so manipulative. Yeah. Because what if we were going to be out till midnight?
No, she needs to eat her chicken wings.
Like, send your driver. You know what I mean? Or order on Bold's food. But no, because...
Oh, but you're coming from there. We live in the same house.
Yes, but it's fine. But then you are saying that... It's not the bring me this when you're coming back. It is the fact that you know I sleep by 10.
No, tomorrow that you...
So, come early.
Like, so bring this because I want to eat before I sleep.
And it is. You are time I'm a banana.
I have this situation where this guy, I don't know. Like, we'll be... They'll call. What do you want to eat? And like the way, and you know sometimes how someone is treated in their home or how they were raised affects how they show up as the adults that they are, right? And so this guy, he always wants to be pampered and stuff. I'm like, brother, this is not your mother's house. This is not your father's. Like, wake up. And so we have, and you see, being a mommy's boy, you show up in life in certain ways.
Okay.
Some of them show up with some level of entitlement, expecting that, oh, maybe this is how my mother cooks or this is how... They treat me. This is wake up and smell the.
It's not happening here.
It's not happening.
So I pulled a stunt one time.
Tell us about it.
And it wasn't a stunt, but it was somewhere in the past. And this person's mom said, "Oh, I'm not feeding them well." So when they close from work, they should come home and come and eat before they come home. And I said, "Oh, that is fine." So she, you know, she called me to tell me that, oh, you know, like, this is what she wants. So I said, that's perfect. So when he comes, please pack mine for me because shut down complete in the house. So when he gets there and he texts, oh, I'm at my mom's, and I'll call her to remind her that I am waiting for mine as well. I think it happened like 2 days and that was the end.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're...
But I'm sure she was like, I'm not coming to feed you out of the venom of I will feed you.
And for me, if you, I'm with someone whose mom wants to be that, like, coming to cook, just mean, let your mom take over the cooking. So when you go there, just make sure you bring enough food for us, because you've taken off like half of my stress when it comes to the cooking. And if she wants to add doing your laundry too, that is amazing. You and your mom go and have the time of your life, and I will also be here having the time of my life, or call my dad and we can also hang. So we can play this game.
So how about if like maybe your mom, his mom is old and bored?
Get her nurse.
Oh, is it okay to offload some of the responsibility to her?
Which of the responsibilities?
I don't know, like maybe ironing or...
Ironing what? he can't iron his own clothes.
I mean, she's bored. I was saying that, or maybe she's like the famous okra soup maker and jollof maker of the family. So she should make, yeah. So, you know, mom, you know, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. You know, offloading, giving her some...
Of course, like, it's not bad to have her play an active role in your life. So you're not saying that... cast her away and put her aside, but limit the kind of involvement that the person has, because it's not, the person may be your mom, but they may use their hands to destroy your relationship.
And that also happens
because again, she will always be on the side of her son.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
99%.
And especially when you need, or let's say, when you need somebody to objectively listen. And give a very
honest advice
that
she, like, has to be very enlightened. You know, to be able
exactly.
To do that.
She has to be very like
aware and be able to know her son to say you are this. You are like, stop that.
Yes,
thing.
Yes.
You know, the worst ones are people who insist that maybe their mom should counsel them
for what
before they get married.
Who does that?
You will be surprised.
Are you making this up?
I am not making this up.
Like, your mom should counsel
yes,
you.
Yes, that's, we are talking about a mommy's boy. Like, everything is. There are people whose moms took over their weddings because it's her son. You are marrying her son, and
so she's counseling you on what
to for the wedding and make sure.
I wouldn't mind if I was getting married. I wouldn't mind sitting down with my
mother-in-law,
my mother, my future mother-in-law, to have a conversation on how. On her perception of his upbringing.
Absolutely.
Because I think that could be enlightening for me to understand, you know, certain things.
That conversation
should But happen. Marriage counseling?
You'll be surprised. And some people, their house is a police, it's like a police station. Everything, they will report you. You will be summoned to come and explain yourself.
To his mom?
Yes.
Hey! Wow. People do that? I thought it's the other way. Like, if you're the husband and I'm the wife and I do something, you won't report me to my mom? You report me to your mom?
It shock you.
Wow. Would you go?
It depends on the issue. It depends on
what
the issue.
Possible issue would you?
If it's an issue that I think should remain between the two of us, and you go and tell them, I won't go.
Oh, yeah. And I think that personally also... We, I mean, as women, as we're in,
because if I don't enforce the boundary
exactly.
Will never
really
be.
Yeah.
So I think that what you can also do if you're dating somebody like that is, like I said, enforce your own boundaries. And I have this like rule where if we cannot resolve our own conflict,
rule number 5.
Yes, yeah. If we cannot resolve our own conflict, you know me. If we cannot resolve our conflict, we shouldn't be together. So if there are certain conversations or issues that goes to your mom.
Wait, say that again.
If we can't resolve our conflict just between the two of us, we shouldn't be together. Certain conversations shouldn't get to your mom.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Like, let's say...
There are some conflicts that are bigger than...
Yes.
But...
Certain things...
Fundamentally, we should be able to resolve conflicts to get to the point of, I understand you, or I am sorry, or let's agree to disagree.
You see, the problem with that is that depending on who you are with, he will learn to say I'm sorry to resolve the conflict. But there are also some things that, okay, maybe I'm taking it to a different, because I think that it's not every conflict that can be resolved within the two.
Okay.
Depending on the root of the conflict, if there's trauma involved, the level of self-awareness, the level of work that has been done, sometimes you may need an objective, sensible outside of counsel. The family person to counsel.
Yes, so the key is counsel, but the conflict will still have to be resolved by the two of us.
After the counsel, my fear with what Aram was saying is that, okay, if the two of us cannot understand each other completely on something, then we shouldn't be together.
Wait, so I'm saying this because one thing most times people forget is our coming together before the parents and everybody else came in was us. If we hadn't met and decided that we wanted to be together, there would be no your mom and all other people getting into the situation. So let's say if it's something that has to do with, like, if people are married and there's like a sexual something, why are you going to tell your mother? Because your mother's coming and tell me.
I don't think you should tell your mom. But imagine if we got married and I'm the woman and I never told you I was raped. So depending on how you approach me, I feel threatened. But I haven't healed from it enough to not feel the shame to be able to tell you. Mm-hmm. Does it not make sense to then leave a little bit of space that there may be situations like this where I may actually need to go and have therapy or something and kind of get to the point where...
It depends on the conflict.
Okay, but you didn't say that in the beginning. You were very, like, a non-negotiable. If we can't solve problems by ourselves, then it's a red flag.
I still stand on what you, Aram, is saying. If we can't resolve a conflict,
I completely disagree with you.
However, mine is we can seek outside counsel, and the key word is counsel. We can hear other opinions.
That means that you actually agree with me.
I agree with both of you. I'm combining both your ideas into one. It's not combination. You're not saying different things. You're all saying the same thing.
We're not.
Okay, next.
There's no stress.
Wow, conflict.
I can't resolve this conflict. I can't resolve this conflict with him. You know, so I cannot, I cannot be with it.
Let me take... should I take a few messages?
Yeah, let's do that.
I didn't mean personal messages.
But you are doing the personal.
You are coming to judge somebody?
I am coming for you, yes.
Wow. The research is highly true. I experienced it myself in my first marriage and the current one. My mother wanted to control the situation, but my father never allowed it. Mm. With the current one, my father would even give clues and serious info to my wife. We have survived this current marriage as a result of my father's forceful input.
That's interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
He's and kept, so that supports the point we made at the beginning.
That fathers sometimes. Absolutely. Because generally, fathers-in-law are nicer.
No, fathers-in-law are dope.
Why are mothers-in-law like that?
Because that's what mothers be doing.
Because, and the thing is, we are treating... Why do we treat... Like, you know your son. You know this woman is suffering. Because this is your son. But you insist on being not nice. Why?
But if I don't want to be biased, but I feel like if there's an if I know an objective mom when it comes to their relationship with their wives, it's my mom. She's probably more intrusive in my sister's marriage than she is with her son's marriage. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, wow. Because my mom is those people that prize themselves on, I know my children. So if an issue comes,
she knows.
She will say that
you. It's like when my daughter comes to tell me a story, I'm like, this is all you.
Be like,
sis.
Oh, that my son.
I mean, objective parents. Anyway. Hello, Nima, but it is said that the way a guy will treat his wife depends on how he relates or treats his mother. I don't know if I agree because, I mean, you've come out of one portal and are being sustained by another. So, did you want to say something?
And you know, it depends on the sustenance. It depends on the sustenance. And you know, sometimes because the sustenance is no good, that's why you want to go back to the portal you came from.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I feel like the quality of wife or partner that you are also will determine whether that bond breaks. Because if you're a terrible partner, he would rather hang out with his mom than
hang out with you.
So yeah. The kind of partner you are, so maybe people need to check that. Like, why is my husband or partner not cutting that umbilical cord? Maybe check how you relate to him. If he's having more fun hanging out with his mom than you,
and she's more of his friend
than you are.
Yeah.
So that's when I will agree that you should then lean into the mother and say, oh, how is your son, and get some insights.
Mm.
But then both the mother and the son themselves need to have a conversation, like, okay, now I'm going this way, so there needs to be a line.
Yeah.
Don't be calling me at midnight unless it's an emergency.
Why would you call your son at midnight?
You'd be surprised. Let's
continue. To say
maybe,
what?
Maybe it's an emergency. Maybe like
only emergencies.
I'm not feeling.
This is
I can't
not an
breathe.
Emergency.
Maybe she's not well. She can call her son.
You
at
know
midnight,
we've seen
why?
Those weird Nigerian movies where the mom will be sitting in the hall. And all be spying through the door and seeing what they are doing because the child is not coming. Some moms are weird.
Wow.
Anxiously attached to their kids.
Yeah, anxiously attached completely. Good evening, Enima and Strong and Sassy Crew. I watched my mother handpick a maid and made her my brother's wife. Mm. Wow. Long story short, this is just... this decision brought her the greatest regret. Mm-hmm. The woman is showing her some shaggy in the house. Mm-hmm. And now she's putting all the anger on the rest of us. Me, I had to run away from home. Any mother who makes that mistake, she'll be telling her story in years to come. Mm-hmm. That's Atu from Bolgatanga. Ibeni Dodbeda says, this mommy's boy situation mostly come in when the boy is an only son, mm-hmm. when the dad is either late or is not in their lives as a dad should. And mom has literally been a dad and mom at the same time from infancy. I bet this bond can't be easily broken. This son will keep running back into mommy's hands and be expecting their girlfriends to be like their mom. In extreme cases, you'll find out that mom and son are even dating. At this point, it has collected hands. But you know the other thing that's really nice is when you have a really great relationship with your husband's mom.
Absolutely. If she's a good person, you're a good person. Yeah. That kind of bond is great.
Yeah, because then she's kind of like your second mom. In a way.
As it should.
Yeah.
I want to be able to see my husband and my dad be hanging out, or like I need to be able to say, oh, I'm going to lunch with your mom, or I'm going out to dinner with your mom. Like, that's fun.
I mean, because at the end of the day, you're my children's grandparents.
Exactly.
So, you know, anyways.
And as you're able to, like, it goes beyond that, you living your kids, you having your kids around, as you're able to trust you.
Yeah.
Because you're a good mom. No.
The ones that kill me, are the ones who come and do the... what's it called when you have a baby and they come,
yes.
uh-huh. and then they're so critical,
yes,
and
your wife
so
doesn't do this, your wife doesn't do that, do you want your
we've
son
been
back?
Managing in peace before you
omog,
came
or it's called oh, there's some Nigerian
or something,
it's, yeah, I remember some movie B. Anyway, Enima, some of us men make majority of decisions on our own. I may listen to advice from other people, including my mother or my partner, but ultimately I made that best decision for me. A man of substance should be able to decipher manipulation from anyone, including your own mother and your partner. You must be your own man always, even amongst your friends. Initially, some people may call you stubborn or conceited, but deep down they respect you. Some may tell you eventually how they admire and respect your strength. If you don't do this, you will eventually be run over by these same people and they'll disrespect you.
Absolutely.
Vincent, thank you for that. When a child grows into an adult, input from parents becomes suggestions and dialogue when need be. If it makes sense, apply it. If not, bin it. You'll forever be your parents' child. However, when you grow, you become the adult child, not a baby. At that stage, how many parents transition to understand their child is now a full-grown adult? Must be given room to live. A lot of people just grow in numbers and not in the brain. That's an accuracy. You know, I don't know if you know this writer. He's called the prophet Khalil Gibran. He writes on different things, and he wrote on children. And it was something that I think it shaped how I wanted to raise my children. He said that the parents are like a bow, mm-hmm. and children are the arrow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you pull back the bow and you shoot the arrow forward, mm-hmm. knowing that your children are going into a place that you will never go into. Mm-hmm. So you can't try to make them live their lives backwards, like they are living, or you're living your life through them.
Yeah, their dreams through them.
You know, but actually that they are going, you know, forward. And so I think in parenting, as much as there's a lot of involvement, there must also be a certain degree of separation.
Absolutely.
And let them chart their own path. I think if mothers do that for their daughters, but they don't do it for their sons.
I completely agree with you, because some mothers, like you said, the standard is not the same. So mothers let their sons get away with certain things, but as like the bar is so high for the daughters. And so you end up raising a daughter who is now raising another person's child.
Mm-hmm.
You are my partner. And that's why I have this phrase for some people where I call them a man child. Like, you are a man child.
Yeah.
you cannot, at 30 something, you should not be doing something sporty.
Okay, so let's bring all of this to a point. Mm. How do you identify a mommy's boy in a sexy, well-built, tall, handsome body?
I need to call my mom. I go home. My
frequent
mom
referrals to their mom. Like, that is the biggest giveaway. Like, here I'm saying, oh, let me call my mom. I need to my ask mom my mom. My mom said she was going to get me. My mom said my boxers are too worn out, so I need to replace them. My mom said that I can't go to this place.
My mom make dinner. If I don't eat it, she'll be angry with me.
Yeah, my mom said that come and see her. She has something to... Everything my mom said, when the conversation is all about their mom, what their mom says, what their mom thinks, how their mom behaves, what their mom taught them over and over and over again. You see, there's a point where frequency becomes crazy. That is the point where you know that you are dealing with your mother's. But that's even extreme cases, because those people give themselves up. There are some silent, deadly ones who you will not know that they are mommy's boy. So you go a bit deeper with them, and based on how they reason and what they go to their mother for,
yeah,
or what their mother comes to them for. Yeah. So you can see a mother's boy by how their mother relates with them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know the number of times he calls his mom. How many times does he call his mom in a day? If you are with somebody who is texting their mom every minute, calling their mom 6 a.m. in the morning, 6 p.m. in the evening, every day of the week, what is it?
What is the problem?
What is it?
I want to talk to my mommy.
Because of why? Morning and evening.
Two morning, two afternoon, two evening.
Oh, yeah, pill. Oh, yeah, antibiotics.
No, but women talk to their moms that much sometimes.
No, I don't talk to my mom.
No. Between how many times do you talk to your mother in a week?
I'm not a good example of.
Hey, Ram, how many times do you talk to your mom in a given week?
It's not given.
I think maybe in a good week once.
Exactly. Yes. Which is reasonable.
As an adult.
Let's even say once a day or once every 2 days. It's okay. But morning, afternoon, evening, slightest inconvenience, my mom. Slightest, it's my like they go to their mom for virtually everything. A mom's also come to the son for virtually everything. You can see that there are some moms that are overbearing who call you so many times. How is the son responding to it? That's what will also tell you whether he's a mommy's boy.
I used to know someone whose mom was literally bleeding him financially. So like every month, you know, there are some people who put their parents on stipends, right? So she's like, give her money for this, like 2 weeks she'll come for money for something, or I want money for this. So it's not just that but that eventually affects your finances, right? So now you're married or you have a partner, you're trying to build something. Once your mother says that you have some money, no, she'll come up with
something. Your mother should be broke.
No, My mother should stay on budget.
To put you in school.
What
so
about
that you
my
will
life
get
now?
Enough to take care of her?
Exactly.
What about my life now? I have a family. I should use all my money to take
which
care
is flawed
of
reasoning, by the way.
Exactly. So boundaries is the way to go.
Yeah. So that's how you know them. Basically, by how you just be observant and just watch how they relate to their mom, you will know.
My mommy says.
So can you fix a mommy's boy?
It is not your duty to fix anybody.
Oh, you know what I mean.
If you cannot, that's the underlying principle. It is not your
no,
duty.
No, so let's say you meet someone, he's anybody. A mommy's boy. Okay, innocently, life has taken them through the mill, mm-hmm. so they are close. He hasn't maybe had anybody actually point out that this is not exactly appropriate.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you say that you won't point it out or you won't
I don't
talk
think
about
that he is the lost.
I'm not the person who bring you the light, who turn you to Christ. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I am not the one. I go and let somebody fix you and then I'll come back for the fixed version. I'm sorry, I don't have the energy for it.
Esina means at that place in her life.
I don't have the energy for it. I'm
but
sorry.
But then what I would say is that try and build a relationship with the mom. Right? So the only time where I'll say it will be unfixable is if you try to build a relationship with the mom and she's probably fighting it. So it's a battle. You have to pick your battles. You can't be in conflict with your partner's mom every day. So there are some times you would want to do certain things. You would have to give that leeway just so there's peace. So for me, I would say it's about picking and choosing your battle, depending on if you're in a, if you're married.
Why are you in a battle
difficult.
In the first place?
why are you wrestling against flesh and blood? When Bible told you we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
why
avoid the battle?
We
remove yourself from that situation.
You have fallen down flat, so you cannot like, avoid this battle.
Kelvin, boy, what's for?
Like, I don't understand AC number. It's like, no, I will not talk. I will not lift a finger. It's, I won't.
I'm not doing.
I don't know. I'm the energy. People change when they want to. If you, the best you can do is to bring the person's attention to this problem, and then they will change if they want to change.
That's what I said, though.
Yes, but if why would I want to put myself in a situation where I have to wait for you to have the awareness to even understand what I'm talking about? Because some people will even fight you.
Yeah, but maybe I can change. Maybe you have the conversation. And he's like, oh wow, yeah, that's actually true.
And how many are they? You yourself. We had this conversation in the beginning. What percentage?
So for you, it's like no red flag. I'm out.
Yes, please.
Oh no, for me, it's not like a billboard kind of red flag. If there's an attempt to resolve the issue, i.e., befriend the mother, bring the issue to his attention, and give him examples where he chooses, and let him know that listen, you need to do something about it.
Not seen an ajubo jam before.
What is
that?
Honestly. These people are terrible. Hi, Winston. Oh, my God. Anyway, I think that's it from us. Faustina is here. She's bringing us the 8 o'clock news. But thanks, guys. I think it was a good one. So either be like Esinam and run.
Run as far as you can.
Or be like Aram
and stay and fix it.
Try.
Stay and try to fix. So at which point will you say you are done?
Oh, when you know that the battle is lost, you know.
When it gets to a certain, but you'll be tired, you'll be invested.
It's a quicksand, though.
You'll be heartbroken.
It is quicksand.
If you lose,
extend grace. Extend grace.
You keep going. Then.
But how about extending grace to yourself by not putting yourself through?
Oh, but so all the mummies, boy, nothing for them.
Something small for them.
Bye, guys.
Anyway, thank you guys for staying tuned. And if you missed any parts of it, we were live on Facebook, so you can catch us there. My name is Enima Enimado. Thank you to Aram and to Isina. I'm handing over to Auntie Fosti for the 8 o'clock news.